Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about still having our good friend Jeff Sabar back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the work that he's deposited with us over the last more than 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. And we talked about a lot of different things, and many of them are still evergreen. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my site, but you can also go to his website, chiefhomeofficer.com, and see all the things he's up to. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that technology has given us the benefit of, we benefited from, I guess I should say, when I started doing this back in the late 80s. And that is the ability to shift around and take advantage of work and life in different times. Maybe not have the classic 8-to-5 work schedule. You know, whether I was an employee or not, whether you are an employee or not, I should say, the technology now we have allows us to shift our time, doesn't it?
Work. Yeah, if we look back I know that you go back to the 80s as far as being home-based for a while and being
actually
a teleworker.
Actually, the 70s.
Man, you're right.
I had an original fax machine in the 70s.
Wow.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
I was only five. I was only five.
You're only five. Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
But no, but you're right. But in terms of a home business, 89, just like you.
Yeah, so what we realize is that, you know, I kind of look back on that and I laugh and I say, how in the world did we get along? We didn't have laptops per se. You know, I had my first Apple computer was a small computer and I could move it around, you know, it was a 2C.
My Macintosh came with a case.
Yep, and my 2C had a case, and I remember being dispatched by one of my publications to go up and write a story in North Florida, and I threw it in my laundry basket, and you know, because it had a couple parts and some cables, and
I had a Hayes 800 baud modem.
There you go. Now some of your listeners are saying, "Man, these guys are old."
Well,
but the point is that now you can carry essentially your computer in your hip pocket. So, you know, I mean, whether it's your Droid or an iPhone or the new Windows phone, I mean, the things that you can do today to be completely mobile and released from the tether that would keep you, you know, sort of tied to the desk has completely changed the way we work. But more importantly, it's changed the hours we have to work. So it's no longer, as you were saying, 8-to-5. You know, look, I'm an early riser. You call me at 4 a.m., I'll probably be at my desk. But you know what? I'm done by 4. You know, so 3:30, 4 o'clock on
the Well,
a
you're a small
afternoon.
Business owner. You only work, you're down to working half days, and you get to pick which 12 hours.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. But technology enables us to do that. The fact that I want to work from home enables me to do that, as opposed to having to get in a car and drive to an office at 4 a.m. But also the ability to, there will be times that I'll work from the, you know, on a Saturday, I need to go through some email, need to do some light writing, I'll grab the laptop, sit in front of the TV and just putz around and get some things done. Or if I want to go on vacation, or I want to go to a kid's event, or visit my kids in school, you know, frankly, as long as I have my smartphone in my pocket, we're good to go.
Right.
So we need to find that balance, find that rhythm that is our, you know, circadian rhythm or biological clock
use technology to help us be more productive. But the flip side of that, the other edge of that two-edged sword, Jeff, is the fine seam that all of that you just said weaves between our work and our lives.
Right.
And how we have to be careful, because sometimes it's easy to not know when to unplug.
Right. Well, I've long been, or not long, but I've many times been accused of that. But I've also, you know, there are times we take extended vacations, and my family knows that if we go on a 2-week trip, look, not a lot of people can take it, you know, a two-week trip along with a week-long trip here, a long weekend there. Because I'm an entrepreneur, I can do it. But I say, look, my work has to get done
at
some point.
Well, you got customers. You got people relying on you.
Yeah, so it gets back to the time shift.
But still, it takes intention. It takes knowing that this is a potential challenge. It takes knowing that you're not, you know, there are other people. It takes realizing that when you're doing work, when other people are doing leisure, they're looking at you in a way that you don't see yourself. And
right.
So you've got to realize that with the power of technology comes a lot of versatility, but also comes with the responsibility to make sure that we do separate them at some point in time. I mean, I really have to work hard when I go home to try to disengage.
Right.
Because I love my business so much.
Well, and I got to tell you, you love the business, but also it's rewarding to just crank out a little bit here, not even crank out, just get a little bit done. So you're sitting on your smartphone, you answer a couple of emails, or you file them away, or you break out the laptop while the TV's on, and you do a little work. Some people, you know, look, and you're probably like me, some people will spend hours on social media surfing and just goofing off and mindlessly.
I don't do that much. I don't do that.
I don't do
much.
That. At,
yeah, I don't do that.
I do it very little, but what I will do is I will answer some emails. I will file some emails. I will clean that inbox.
Finish.
I will do a little work
look
on
at
a
something
project.
Something I'm working on. Take another look at it. Hey, Jeff, I've got to wrap it up. Give us that website one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Thanks for all the great years you've given us.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Blessingame.
Okay, that's enough. Thanks, Jeff. I'll see you, buddy. Quick break, 29 after. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.